with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It comes as no real surprise. Millions of Americans very upset with the New York trial of Donald Trump. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton mincing no words whatsoever.
With a partisan prosecutor who campaigned on a platform of indicting Donald Trump, and a partisan judge who's consistently ruled erroneously against President Trump, who should have recused himself probably because of his daughter's work for partisan Democrats like Adam Schiff.
Also at SRNnews.com, the top UN court has ordered Israel to halt its military offensive in Rafah. The decision by the International Court of Justice in The Hague may isolate Israel in the court of world public opinion, but it sure hasn't slowed down Israel's military operation.
No one should be under any illusion. Israel is not about to halt its attack on a city it describes as the last stronghold of Hamas. For now, Mr. Netanyahu seems determined to press on. But the ICJ ruling is just the latest in a series of signs of Israel's increasing international isolation. The International Court of Justice may be powerless to stop the war, but the political and diplomatic cost of Benjamin Netanyahu's relentless pursuit of what he calls total victory in Gaza is mounting by the day.
Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says terrorists around the world have been emboldened by U.S. weakness that was put on display in President Biden's botched pullout from Afghanistan.
Kabul is a catastrophe. And it gave solace and buoyed up the spirits of all the terrorist organizations around the world, from the terrorist regime in Moscow to attacking Ukraine to Iran to the Hamas, and encouraged their attack on Israel because they thought America was a feckless ally.
O'Brien was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Peru takes a stand on transgenderism.
If you are a man and believe that you're actually a woman, or a woman who believes she is actually a man, you are suffering from mental illness. That is what the government of Peru maintains, and President Dina Boluarte has made it official, signing a decree that classifies transgenderism as a form of mental illness. LGBT groups at the national and international level are attacking, suggesting that Peru should be the target of sanctions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American Civil Liberties Union filing a complaint against a Mississippi school district over a dress code policy based on students' sex. The ACLU claims the dress code discriminates against transgender students, specifically boys who are living as girls. One 16-year-old boy tried to wear a dress to a band event, but was told by the principal he could not represent the school dressed like that. This is SRN News. Environmental Protection Agency warning that cyber attacks against water utilities around the United States are becoming more and more frequent and much more severe. John Scott has the latest on that story.
The agency has issued an alert urging water systems to take immediate actions to protect the nation's drinking water. The EPA said about 70% of utilities inspected by federal officials over the past year violated standards meant to protect against cyber attacks. They cited basic errors such as failing to change default passwords or cut off system access to former employees. The EPA says nations including Russia, China, and Iran are actively seeking the ability to disable critical U.S. infrastructure. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street ending the week on an up note. The Dow gained 4 points, NASDAQ up 184. More details at srnnews.com.